This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
You know, we're not only seeing a geographical separation of left versus right in America, we're also seeing a linguistic separation. The radical left is changing language to the point that it will be unintelligible by any normal person. They're taking away everything. I mean, even you can't say master's degree anymore. You know, you're well educated, but oh, master's degree contains the word master, which is apparently insensitive to the left, even though you're not using the term master's degree in some kind of a slave plantation context. No, you're describing your education. In the modern era, a master's degree means you have mastered something. That's all it means. It means you know a lot about a specific subject, but that's not allowed anymore. And even a bachelor's degree, a four-year degree. Well, bachelor is a gender-specific term. It implies males. So you're no longer allowed to have a bachelor's degree because that's sexist. And you can't have a master's degree because that's racist. And I don't know, I'm sure they'll find some problem with a PhD or a doctorate or something. But that's just an example. Twitter just announced that internally all their coders, programmers, are going to have to stop using racist terms like blacklist. You know, if your email is on a blacklist, well, they can't use blacklist because it contains the word black. You're not saying something racist against black people, are you? But inside Twitter, they say you can't use blacklist and you can't use whitelist either because it contains the word white. There's no whitelisting anymore. And so I don't even know what they're going to call that term anymore. Like purple listed, like green listed. I don't know. They're going to make something up that's totally insane. The L'Oreal cosmetics company, they pulled all their products off the shelves that offer whitening, like skin whitening, right? Because apparently it's racist now to say that your skin is being whitened, even though that's what the product does. It's basically like a bleach type of thing for your skin. It makes it whiter, which, by the way, is a very popular thing for Latina women to do. They want to appear more white. And also Asian women who want to appear more white. Did you know that? They're all into whiteness. That's why they carry umbrellas all over Asia. The Asian women, they carry umbrellas because they don't want their skin to look dark. Because in Asia, that's considered lower class. That's right. I know. I live there. I lived there for years. I know what I'm talking about. So whitening is something that people of kind of brown color want to achieve. And so the L'Oreal company is saying they're all racist now for wanting skin whitening. But personally, by the way, I think whitening your skin is totally insane. Just be happy with the color you have. Be happy. Personally, I wish I were a little more brown. I would have more sun, natural sunscreen built in. I don't like the fact that I sunburn kind of easily. Don't like having that fair colored skin, frankly. I would love to have more of a Latino colored skin so I could be outside without getting sunburned. I think that would be awesome. Maybe I can find a skin darkening product from L'Oreal or some skin darkening. And as I've mentioned before, you know, what about tooth whitening or teeth whitening from dentists? Are they going to pull those products because that's racist to want your teeth to be white? Well, somebody alert Matt Damon. That dude's got the whitest teeth of any white boy on the white planet ever in the history of the white universe. Is Mr. Whitey White teeth cracker or whatever. Is that racist because he got his teeth whitened? Should he have had his teeth darkened instead? Just all black teeth. So Matt Damon smiles. And it's like a charcoal fiesta. There. Would that be more racially sensitive? Somehow I doubt it. But the point is that language is being divided, not just the country's geography. And it's going to get to the point where, especially with the gender pronouns like je and je and jer and all, they just make it up, these nonsense, totally idiotic left-wing words, just making it all up. And then they're writing that way in the New York Times and in college publications and so on. The language is going to become unrecognizable by any normal, rational person. And the left is even altering the definitions in the, I think it's the Merriam-Webster dictionary, to alter the definition of racism to say that black people can't be racist. That by definition, only white people can be racist. I know it's totally insane, but that's what it's coming to. It's a total assault on logic and reason, an assault on your intelligence, and it is an effort to divide the country to the point where if you even go to some kind of a conference that's in California or something, or some liberal city like Portland, you go to a conference, you can't even understand what they're saying. It's just this endless gobbledygook. It's like, hi, my name is Bob. My preferred gender pronouns are B and Burr and Bursch. And I mean, I can't even think what they would say about how to protect everybody's emotions. And I didn't want to say anything that might be considered to be an ism by anybody. So I just thought I would say that we are all unified in our intolerance for Trump supporters or whatever they say. It's just nonsense. No one's even allowed to communicate in the left-wing world with anything that that contains content, because content is considered offensive by the left. Content. Anything that disagrees with them is considered highly offensive. And so they won't let you speak. They won't let you think. They won't let you share. They won't let you watch something. This is what the censorship is all about. Left-wing censorship of the tech giants is run by the idiotic, totally dumbed-down morons, the left-wing morons, who are the censors, who are really just some of the dumbest people on the planet, by the way. But they're indoctrinated into the left-wing cult. And it is a cult. They've become fanatics. And as part of their fanaticism, they have to strike down the speech of normal people. And, you know, they've even decided on these platforms that LGBT people, or LGBTQ wordy, whatever, are allowed to express hate speech against straight people or white people or conservative people or Christians because they say the LGBT people are oppressed and therefore they are incapable of hate speech when they express hate speech. So an LGBT person can literally say that they want to kill Christians and watch them bleed out and mass murder them in their churches or burn down churches, whatever. They can say all that. And the moderator on Facebook will literally look at that and say, oh, that's not hate speech. That's perfectly acceptable because LGBT are oppressed. Well, you know who's the real oppressed today? It's Christians. It's conservatives. It's white people. It's heterosexual men in particular. That's who's oppressed today. Is normal people are oppressed. And the lunatics claim victimhood while they control all the gateways of speech and all the doorways and everything that's allowed. They are the ones actually now in charge of universities, of tech giants. They're in charge of the rule of law, and yet they claim to be oppressed. They're not oppressed at all. They have absolute right to speak, to even express hate speech, to attack others. They have the power to be bullies. No one stops them. They're not oppressed. They are the dominant bullies of society, and they are never required to stop bullying others. The oppressed people are the people who follow the rules, the people who are law-abiding citizens, the people who are normal and reasonable. So keep in mind that as the Civil War unfolds across America, it's going to get so crazy, it'll get to the point where there'll be an article in the Los Angeles Times written by some left-wing lunatic. You won't even be able to know what is it saying because all the words will be totally made up nonsense and the logic doesn't even make any sense. And I can't even say what it's like. Oh, it's a patriarchal, oppressive society, and they have to have equal justice. And they've just been taught all these buzzwords, and they just scramble them all together in a some kind of a thought burst that doesn't even make any sense. There's no logic or reason to it. If there were logic or reason, then racism would be defined as anybody being looking down on someone of a specific race. It can't be race specific. I mean, anyone's capable of racism, regardless of what race they are. That would be logical, but that has already been written out of the dictionary. So the language will diverge. You're going to have libtard language on the left, which will be this unintelligible nonsense within just a few years. And then you're going to have real language, real rational language, which will be the English that we know today, the English that has persisted throughout the history of English literature, for example. And the libtard left will not allow that language to exist at all. They'll say that all the words are bad. Any word that contains an element of black or white or he or she, or they'll probably ban the word woman because it contains the word man. They'll just say, we can't say woman anymore because it's too sexist. You know, just like they're destroying women's sports by allowing biological males to compete as women in women's sports. So they're destroying women, destroying women's sports, and destroying language at the same time. And what's left? Well, nothing, because they're also tearing down the statues and the culture and the history. There's nothing left. And that's ultimately what liberalism gives you, is total destruction and collapse, the complete collapse of civilization. It is not sustainable. It will not survive. I mean, this madness will not go on very long, by the way, because it cannot sustain itself. And by the way, nobody in that liberal left-wing society who's young, none of them think they should ever have to work a job. None of them think they should learn an actual skill in college. They learn victimhood, and then they collect free money from the government. They don't produce anything. And if you don't produce anything as a society, it doesn't take very long for your society to collapse. The key for you and I is to not be in those liberal areas as they go insane and collapse. You don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of libtard lunatics who can't speak anymore. They just sound like morons all the time. You need to get out of there while you can and join rational, reasonable, normal society if you want to have any hope of surviving. And that's, you know, in the online world, that's Brighteon.com, or that's Parler.com or Spreely.com. In the real world, that's a conservative state like Texas or Utah or what have you. Just get out of the liberal areas before it's too late. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com or naturalnews.com.